flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Dan Quinn, addressing reporters just a little bit ago, just posted something from his press conference, which we'll touch on. Jaden Daniels, not worried about going to Lincoln Financial Field and getting booed and harassed. He says, I let my play do the talking. Attaboy, JD. Joining us right now is my guy, Jody McDonald. You hear him on the Infinity Sports Radio Network, usually over on 106.7 The Fan, on the weekends as part of that, on WIP in Philadelphia, longtime WFAN in New York voice, and Jody Mack is always good to catch up with and talk matters at hand. Jody, Chris Russell here. How are you, pal?
Pretty good. Probably not as good as Jaden Daniels, who's sounding pretty confident. Good for
yeah.
him. The last time that happened to the Eagles was, Oh, that's right, Jared Verse last week, who talked the talk before he came into Lincoln Financial Field. And then, hey, had a very good game himself. Rams didn't win. He didn't let his team to a win. And your guys got better a chance to do that at the quarterback position. But not the first time that someone sounded uber confident coming in here to Philadelphia.
Yeah, if I know Jaden, and I wasn't there obviously when he said it, it was kind of like very nonchalant. Not cocky, not arrogant, just very nonchalant. That kind of sums him up. He is like, you know, they say cool as a cucumber. He is unfazed, right? Like nothing. Mm-hmm. Like Lincoln Financial Field does not bother him. I know he didn't play good there on the Thursday night, Jody, but it just doesn't faze him, just like Ford Field or Raymond James didn't faze him in the last 2 weeks. I wanted to ask you, though, when you think back on that Thursday night game, because I think the game in Landover was so wild, so crazy, so different. Nobody is going to do what happened or replicate in that game with six turnovers for the Commanders, yet they still scored 36 points. That Thursday night game, do you think that's kind of symbolic of how this game might play out, where the Commanders are right there, kind of maybe a chance to, push ahead, 8-9 minutes left to go in the game, and then the Eagles land the knockout blow? Is that what you're kind of feeling, or are you thinking something else?
It's funny that you say that, because I talked about this very thing on WIP last night, that both the first and second games against the Commanders this year were tremendously different in some aspects, but kind of the same in the other. The Redskins got a late, oh, by the way, the Redskins.
Commanders
got a
that's
late,
fine.
Oh, by the way, yeah. Touchdown. Yeah, I'm going to be saying that until 2080.
It's okay. I mean, listen, people are going to be happy that you said that. Many people are going to be happy that you said that. There's no ban on that word on this show, I tell you that much.
You're welcome, Redskins fans. All right, so game one between these two teams. Again, Eagles are losing in the fourth quarter. You mentioned Jaden Daniels does what Jaden Daniels does, which is cool as the other side of the pillow. Well, the same thing with the Eagles stud star running back, who is an MVP candidate, at least I don't think he's going to win. But Saquon has just been unbelievable, and two Saquon runs, one from about 30 and change, then Daniels throws the interception, two plays, they take it in from 40 and change, and Eagles have an insurmountable lead. The game kind of turned on a dime there because of Saquon. Game number two, yes, the Eagles take the lead in the fourth quarter, but that cool as a cucumber, Jaden Daniels takes the Commanders down the field and sticks it into the end zone. So it's superstar players making plays late. And both teams have them, so I wouldn't be surprised if either one is making that late drive to potentially steal victory from the jaws of defeat.
Jody McDonald, WIP Philadelphia. You hear him on Infinity Sports Radio as well. Longtime New York voice, WFAN. Good all-around dude. Nice enough to join us here on the BetQL guest hotline. So, you mentioned Saquon, and here's the deal. Like, and it maybe it's this simple, Jody. Maybe you disagree. If you allow a 5 or 6 yard run by design, by scheme, by just sheer will nature, meaning you get a guy there and he's in position to make a tackle and he doesn't make the tackle and it turns into a 50, 60, 70 yard run, which Saquon obviously does on a regular basis, did twice last week, did once against the Commanders, did sort of twice in that Thursday night game. If you allow the 5, 6 yard run to turn into a 50, 60 yard run, I don't care how compromised the Eagles passing game is. I don't think the Commanders win that game. Is it as simple as that?
So you're saying the only way to beat the Eagles is don't even let him get 5 or 6
yards? No, I think you have to allow him the 5 and 6 yard runs and not sweat it. You can't have those turn into 50 or 60 yard runs. And I know that's easier said than done, but you remember the 78 yarder? The 78 yarder. They had him wrapped around his ankle. And okay, maybe that's not perfect, but you got to bring him down. That's a 7 yard run that he pops for 78.
He's tough to bring down, and that will be a major accomplishment if the Commanders do it, can hold him under 100 yards. Here's the only problem with your theory, though. The Eagles are good enough and have done it this year where, if need to be, ball time consuming drive team, they can do that too. They can take their sweet time getting down to the end zone, get to the red zone, and get close enough to go tush push and take it into the end zone. That's how Jalen Hurts has 12 touchdowns this year. So it isn't like, if they're attacking Saquon and Saquon can't break a big play, the Eagles won't know what to do. Oh, no, they know. And they'll take their time going down the field and have a nice 6-minute drive against you as long as it ends up with a touchdown.
Yeah, that big offensive line is so good. Now, Juergen's a little bit banged up, but I guess he's back at practice. I mean, Goddard sounds like he's back at practice and going to play. Who knows how effective they're going to be. I'll leave that as is, but Jalen Hurts, obviously we know he's been practicing in full. That's a good sign for them. But we don't know, once you start playing a game, if something comes back up and he's compromised like he was last Sunday. What is your best feel for how they handle that, meaning Philadelphia from a play-calling standpoint? Because it looked for a little while there, Jody, and maybe I saw the wrong thing. I was flying back from Detroit, that not only were they not running him around and moving him around the pocket, but they didn't even want him to drop back for the most part.
They probably cut it back a little bit because they knew he was playing in pain, and he made that very necessary run, 44-yard touchdown, in the first quarter before he got hurt. So, yes, certainly the way he played and the way the call by their offensive coordinator, play calling changed, they were still effective enough. We won't know until he gets out there. I did a spot last night. Marcus Hayes from the Inquirer came out with me. I said, when will you know how close Jalen is to 100%? He said, the first time he leaves the pocket. Whether it's a sprint out, whether it's a void a sack, whether it's turn it upfield and try and make a big play with his legs, he thinks he'll be able to see the first time he goes, which I think is very true and on point, but here's the problem. He may do that for a couple of times, but if they get a good hit on him, then maybe, just like last game, Jalen starts healthy but isn't healthy for the entire game. So it's something I think you got to keep an eye on for all 60 minutes.
Jody McDonald joining us right here, Infinity Sports Radio, WIP in Philadelphia. Solomon Wilcots will join us at 3 o'clock today, so make sure you stay tuned for all that. We'll mix in all your calls all afternoon. So this Eagles team, I know how good they are on both sides of the ball. I'm a little worried on special teams with Elliott. I'm very worried about Zane Gonzalez as well, so we'll leave that aside. What do you think they have the right mentality right now? And what I mean by that is, as you know, there's a ton of pressure. There isn't this, it's all gravy kind of feeling like it sort of is here because this was expected. This has been expected. Do you think they play tight considering everything that they've been through, right? All the A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts stuff, A.J. Brown reading a book, Sirianni being a nut job with the fans. Do you think they're tight? Do you think they're loose? How would you describe them in that vein?
They're confident. They're not over-the-top confident, but they're not tentative at all either. They thought they could be a Super Bowl team before the season started. Now that they're one game away from it, they're hosting the championship game. Certainly they feel that way and believe that way. I don't think pressure will be a problem. They got a whole bunch of guys that made it to a Super Bowl just 2 years ago in 2022. A lot of the same guys from the roster. So I don't think it's a pressure thing unless the Commanders put the pressure on them. And the way to do that is, get up by double-digit points, get a double-digit lead, and then maybe that affects the play calling. Maybe that gets in Kellen Moore's psyche, and that they do try and push the pass a little bit more and maybe shortchange Saquon Barkley. If this game is close, if it's a one-score game, either way, Eagles ahead or Eagles behind, going into the fourth quarter, I think Eagles like their chances.
We all know how great Jalen Carter is. I wanted to ask you about guys like Nolan Smith. And, you know, obviously Jordan Davis is a part of it and others. But it seems like Nolan Smith's really coming along here. And of course, Zach Bond's had a great year. But that's been kind of known and expected. Who else?
So it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Jumps out at you, besides maybe Nolan Smith, and maybe I'm wrong on that, as, hey, a guy that doesn't get a lot of headlines, doesn't get a lot of pub, but is a really, really important player for the Eagles.
You've been asking me what I think the Eagles are going to do. Instead, I'll turn around and ask you, first game between these two teams, Washington continue to send out Scary Terry, their best wide receiver, basically against Quinyon Mitchell, the very good rookie cornerback who's in the running for the defensive player of the year, rookie defensive player of the year. Kid's been phenomenal all season long, including in that game where there was only one pass that went Scary Terry's way, and it was completed for 10 yards. Otherwise, Mitchell shut him down. I'll be interested to see if the Commanders try and get him away from Quinyon Mitchell. Now, Quinyon got hurt in the game last week.
Yep.
Got pulled with a shoulder stinger in the first quarter. Never got back. They say he's 100% healthy. He may test him early, but if he looks good, if I were the, and I know Slay made a couple of plays last week, but I would try and attack him more than I would go after Quinyon Mitchell if I were the Skins.
Yeah, and because, what, Vic Fangio plays more zone defense, right? You wouldn't think necessarily that Quinyon Mitchell is going to follow Terry McLaurin all over the place if Terry McLaurin has moved around like he has been more of, and especially if he's even in the slot. So we'll see how that all plays out. And what's interesting, Jody, you probably remember this, although you were on the air, so maybe you weren't as dialed in as maybe you normally are, but there were coverage busts in the Landover rematch. There were coverage busts in that game from mm-hmm. Philadelphia secondary and communication issues that I haven't seen all year. Do you think that was just a one-time bad day type deal, or do you think that there's anything potentially there?
Well, the Commanders were the ones who did that, so you got to give them credit for it, respect for it. But the Eagles have only lost one game in the last 3 months, and that was to your squad down there in Washington 6 or 7 weeks ago. But every other game, even when they've had a coverage breakdown here or there, they've been able to overcome it. And I believe they believe they'll be able to overcome it again this week. And again, for me, it comes down to McLaurin. If they can bottle up McLaurin, I'm a little worried about Zach Ertz from an Eagle coverage perspective because he seems to be playing well. He's certainly comfortable on the field. Made a couple of big catches last week. Your quarterback has the confidence of Ertz, and the Eagles aren't as big in coverage with either their safeties and their linebackers without N'Kobe Dean on the field, done for the year with an injury. It's Orion Burks trying to cover him. I don't think coverage is his strong suit. So I am a little concerned about Zach Ertz. You talk about potential pass breakdown coverage mm-hmm. by the Eagles. My guess would be Ertz could be a guy who causes the Eagles a lot of trouble on Sunday.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And we had somebody else mention that as well. Certainly going to be an interesting factor. I guess injury is going to be an interesting storyline as the game not only starts but also develops to see who can hang in there, obviously for both sides, but especially from an Eagles perspective. Jody, always great to catch up with you. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. I hope to see you soon one day. Thanks for coming on, and we'll be listening on Infinity this weekend and IP throughout and on the Odyssey app. Appreciate you.
Always a pleasure, Steve Ross, anytime.
There you go. That is the great Jody McDonald with us right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.